Hey,
y'all,
man.
I don't think I ever had a wheat green.
For real? You had one?
Hell yeah.
What was yours?
12 years old.
When you say wet dream, yeah, you mean nothing else.
But that little nigga need his ass whooped.
I don't believe he needs his ass whooped. I think he needs special attention.
Yeah, I agree with that. But
I think he needs his ass whooped.
What was it? All that ass was the shit.
What bro.
Is that?
All that ass was a black porn series that was like legendary for having all that ass.
I never.
So yours were DVDs.
Yeah,
yours was internet. And that just shows you the generation. It shows you the generation.
Yours was magazines.
Magazines? Nigga, mine was mental, nigga.
Mine
was mental, nigga. That's how you know, nigga, bro.
You know, men or boys are more prone to have, like, wet dreams and stuff at the earlier age. Girls do not.
Hey.
This nigga remember when he had a wet dream. Wow. That's what it is.
You don't forget it, bro.
I know he had basketball on the other morning. I legit had a dream I was playing basketball. Like a whole blown, full blown game. My coach taking me in and out of the game, and it's like
she done got subbed out. Everything.
It was, and it was basketball on the TV. I was like, this is crazy. Like, I went back to my basketball days in the
center. She woke up and won! I said, baby, what the hell wrong with you?
Talking shit and everything.
Welcome to the Real Atlanta Podcast.
It's the Real Atlanta Podcast.
Real rap shit.
We've all been hoes. How about that?
What
last week you said you was a hoe. Now this week you ain't a hoe.
You did say you had a hoe phase last week.
He did. Last week you said you had a hoe phase, man.
Did you have a hoe phase?
Oh, shit.
So now you ain't have no hoe phase.
I ain't said I did.
So now you got to go through your hoe phase.
No, the fuck he don't. That shit dead. He already been. He said he been through it. He said it last week.
You been through your whole thing?
I probably say I have, yeah.
I'm gonna say you asked her that last week too.
Oh, yeah. Do you been through your whole thing? For real?
Some people just don't have to have a whole phase. Not meant to have a whole phase.
I ain't saying being a hoe is... A hoe in my mind is not fucking off on everybody. Whole in my mind is saying, like, you talking to different people, you just having fun, enjoying life. You ain't thinking about no relationship, you ain't thinking about, you just like, I'm just gonna have fun. You talked to multiple girls before now.
Yeah, but that ain't being a hoe.
That's a hoe phase.
Oh, man. That's dating.
Were you having sex
that's
with multiple women?
That's a hoe phase.
Oh, were you having sex with multiple women?
No.
So that's not
don't
a
think
phase.
Of it as a hoe. As a hoe,
it's a hoe phase.
The bad
hoe. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What makes
a hoe phase? Yeah, I think you have to be having sex with multiple
people. That's what people make it seem like, but you don't.
I mean, it don't have to be simultaneously either.
What you say?
But no, I don't think it has to be simultaneously either. I don't think it has to be at the same time. I think even if it's like.
Let's give a number. If you have sex with how many people in a year?
I don't think it has to be at the same time. What I'm saying is like for some people, it's like. Like dating, but it's like new, you know what I'm saying? It's not like, oh, you're a hoe if you, it's not a hoe phase if you sleeping with three women at one time. That's you bad. Could, I mean, it is, but I'm saying that's not the only thing that classifies
oh,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It could also be a hoe phase if you just messing with this girl 1 month, and the next month you messing with a new girl, and the next month you messing with a new girl. That's still having fun in a whole phase.
Hey, man, we on a podcast.
No, y'all not.
Yes, we are. What are you talking about?
We recording?
Yes.
What? We ain't even say that. Welcome to the Real Atlanta Podcast or nothing.
We ain't got to. It's going to come in when it come in. Damn. Let me be Carlos Miller for once.
Well, I want to be great.
Can't be great for shit. See, he ain't shit. He really ain't shit. Right. He drinking and brought it up. Hey,
you want some?
You want some of your shit I'm drinking? Damn.
But so how many people do you have to have sex with to be in 1 year to be a hoe?
A hoe or a whole face?
I say three.
Oh, shit, I'm a hoe then. Well, I was a hoe. Nah, that's the most I ever did, though, for real.
Three in a year?
So, did you hear what I said, Taylor? For men, it's not just... Or men and women, it's not just three at the same time. It could also be like 1 month you're talking to this girl or this guy, next month this girl, that guy. You think that's a whole phase as well?
No.
Or no?
That's not a whole.
Well, the
a whole phase.
With me?
So 12 months out of the year, you talk to a new nigga every year? I mean, every month? That's a whole. That's
well, that wasn't what happened with me.
I mean, I ain't saying
I'm saying, are we classifying that as a...
That's what I'm saying. You just said that... Three people in a year, and I said, "Well, damn, I had sex with three people in a year before, so that made me a hoe." No, it was my first year of college, so shit.
Yep, that's when he was laughing. You get that freshman 10 and that freshman 3.
Wow. Man, I got freshman 30. I gained 30 pounds from college.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What you in? You ain't eating noodles.
That nasty ass damn.
Cafeteria.
We had Chick-fil-A's.
Oh, y'all did?
Subway on campus. Then they gave us Grizzly Bucks. So you get three meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So say if you didn't want to go to the cafeteria and eat your meal, you can use that meal equivalency for like Chick-fil-A and stuff like that.
Damn.
And then I started working at Panda Express on campus because Panda Express and Chick-fil-A was right there by each other. So I used to get free food all the time.
I feel like I've literally forgot everything about college. It's so bad. Like, I'm trying to think right now. Like, dang, what was our cafeteria called? And I can't think of it.
I didn't forget it.
Like, I can't think of the name of the cafeteria. I remember we used to have fried chicken Saturdays or something like that. Fried chicken Wednesdays, one of those days. I don't remember what day it was, but.
Why do you think it was a blur?
I don't know. I was rushing to get out of college. I wanted to be an actress, you know, so I was ready to get out of there. I feel like college was holding me back a little bit. Yeah, until my last year is when I started, like, dang, I should have did this, I should have did that, I should have did this.
Damn.
But.
Too late then.
Yeah.
4 years in.
And I went through a panic attack in college, so it was just.
For real?
Yeah.
Tish.
Huh?
Tish.
No, it was more so like around 2012 when everybody was talking about the world going in and stuff. And year was rough. Yeah, Chris Brown had a song about 2012, and that was the first time I ever experienced anxiety. I didn't know that was real. I didn't know that stuff was real.
They depending on us.
Hey, stick to your day job.
That's the song. But, yeah, that was, college was, I only had spent 1 year of staying on campus in college, but that was just the best thing. It was just so much fun. Because me and my two other friends, we went to Gwinnett, and we didn't really know nobody in Gwinnett, so we went there as, like, not knowing nobody. And we had so much fun. We was in a fashion show. We just started knowing everybody at the school. It was so much fun. Just sneaking, like, we couldn't have boys in our room, like, past, like, 10, I think. So they used to be coming around to the window. Huh?
How they was getting in through the window?
No, they used to be checking in. Like, checking in through the...
They didn't leave
when they were supposed to. So, they used to be checking, have to come to your room and check and shit. Being smoking in the dorms. They used to be smoking in the dorms. Not supposed to be smoking in dorms. Smoking in our bathrooms.
Yeah. All right.
It was just so lit. It was just so much fun.
Yeah, freshman year was...
I had some good times in college, bro. Yep.
You stayed on campus?
Huh?
You stayed on campus?
Hell nah. I ain't even go to college.
Oh, you was one of them who was just at the school. Didn't even go to the school.
Georgia State. What else we was at? What college we went to that one time?
Albany.
Nah, it was.
Dalton?
Dalton. I went to Dalton. Shit. Boy, I would get my goddamn. I got the college experience now. I got the experience.
I didn't enroll.
That's how Chelsea was. Chelsea didn't go to college, but she definitely, she used to be at Georgia Southern.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man. You gotta enjoy it some kind of way. Shit. I used to pack up, man. Shit.
What was your worst college experience? Even though you wasn't in college, but.
Shit. I ain't really. Well, yeah, I did. I had sex with a hoe. Nope, actually, that wasn't the word. It was all in the same night. So, first, I had fucking threw up on myself. Cause we were drinking that fucking Taka shit. Don't drink fucking Taka. Don't drink that shit. We were drinking Taka. I fucking threw up on myself. Fell asleep in it. Then woke up and
I had a friend.
Cleaned myself off. And the girl was like, come over here, come to my room. And yeah, the rest is history. I had sex with a hoe.
I used to throw a lot of parties in college, now that I remember.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Like, my birthday fight parties. My friend had an apartment, like, around the corner. We were still staying on campus, so you had that one friend that was living on her own. Mm-hmm. We used to have parties at her house all the time. I blacked out a couple of times. You just reminded me of that. But. Yeah, like, you know, black,
you don't know your limit. That's when you learn your limit.
For sure.
I can't do that shit anymore. And you'll have, like, other experiences like where something else will push you to that point. Be like, I can't do that shit no more. So it just, cause I remember like I was talking to my barber and he was like, I told him I had went back to the gym and I fucked my back up. And he was like, bro, you can't be doing that. You can't miss a whole month and then try to go back and be the same person you was a month ago, nigga. That shit ain't gonna work. So he was like, you gonna fuck up again. He said, it won't be the same thing. It'll be something else. You'll probably try to go hoop. I'm trying to go play flag football. You're going to fuck yourself up again, but then you're going to know, oh, I can't do that shit now. I can't do that shit. So the same thing applies to drinking. Like, you can't keep, nah.
I definitely learned my limit. I had two bad experiences in college. I'm going to go with I'm going to tell y'all the first one. So, I'll be having a story. In Gwinnett, you know, the police is really, really bad in Gwinnett. Like, they catch you for anything. So, it was these apartments right across the street from my school. And, of course, we wanted to smoke. So, it was, like, maybe 8 of us. And that's when I was driving my daddy truck. So, we pulled up to these apartments. We smoked over there all the time. The plug stayed over there and everything. So, it was in broad daylight. We was smoking in the car, hotboxing in the car. It was about 6 blunts about to go around. We was about to hotbox. And we smoked all the blunts, and we got down to the leaf. It was a fat-ass leaf that we was about to smoke. Next thing you know, I'm back in. Next thing you know, the police just pull around right in front of me and block me in. I couldn't even go nowhere. When I tell y'all, I was in shock. I couldn't, because they was going to look up my daddy truck. I was in my daddy truck. Like, they was about to take off, but I was like, I can't even leave my daddy truck. So then,
damn.
The police officer got out and stuff. The boy who had the leaf, he had to eat the whole leaf. Because, like, we didn't want no, like,
because
it smelled like weed, but if you can't find it.
Yeah, you can't do nothing about it.
So, he ate the whole blunt, and then the police officer came up to the door, and he was like, What are y'all doing over here? Y'all college kids always coming over here. And he said something racist. I don't know what he said. He was a white cop. He said something racist. And he got all our names. He was like, I'm going to report y'all to the dean and stuff. We're going to kick y'all out of school. Just talking big talk. Then eventually let us go. He let us go. When I tell y'all, we got back on campus, all our ass went straight to the cafeteria and just started eating. We just thought he was high as hell eating. So my second story is, so me and my friends, it was me and two of my other friends who came from high school together. So we was a part of the fashion show. So the fashion show, everybody, basically the people who was in the fashion show was like, I guess, the popular kids on campus. So we got in the fashion show and stuff. And so it was this dude who liked me. I never even knew he liked me until his friend told me he liked me. So I guess he was talking to this girl that I didn't even know he was talking to. And I was cool with her. And I was a part of the fashion show with her. And so then We went to this party, and this is when I knew my limit. We went to this party. We got so drunk, so high, like we was fucked up, all three of us. Well, no, it was just, no. One of my friends didn't come. My ex-best friend came to the school because she had came. Because I used to leave on Thursdays because I didn't have Friday classes. So I used to leave on Thursday and go home. But this time, I never stayed the whole weekend. She came down on a Friday, and then we ended up staying to the Saturday morning. So we get fucked up and stuff. We drinking and everything. So one of the girl who was in the fashion show who talked to the nigga who liked me, she got real drunk, like sloppy drunk, throwing up and everything. So I found out he liked me on this day, but I did not know that he was fucking with her. So somehow she had to go, like she went upstairs to go lay down in the bed or whatever. Well, they took her upstairs so she can chill and lay down and stuff. So then I went behind her. I was just trying to make sure she was good and stuff. And I think I was drunk too. So I was just, you know, drunk as fuck trying to help her. And so then somehow it was just us three in the room.
Whoa,
by ourselves. I don't know how this fucking happened.
Taylor was a little
frisky.
It was just us three in the room. This finna turn fucking
left. Talk about this, D. Hey, what we need to talk about?
No, this about to turn left.
Threesomes.
So then she sleep and stuff, and so then this is when I found out that he liked me. So when she was asleep, we was like, she was in the middle and me and him was on the outside of her. Mm-hmm. So me and him just talking. No, it was on the floor. She was laying down on the floor.
Damn.
That's how fucked up. She didn't even make it to the bed. So then we both was on the outside of her, and then he just started talking to me and stuff, trying to flirt and stuff like that. Next thing you know, she woke up out of nowhere and was like, I know y'all ain't finna do this while I'm right here. And I'm like, what the fuck? Tell me why. This girl slapped me.
What?
She slapped me. And so, soon as I was about to hit her, he grabbed me. And I was like, I'm finna get the fuck on because I'm finna beat her ass. And I'm like, this bitch drunk as fuck. I'm finna beat her ass. Like, next thing you know, I went downstairs. My ex-best friend and my friend, they drunk as fuck. I was like, come on, y'all. I'm finna go. I'm finna beat this bitch ass. Let's go. Let's go. They was like, they walking around the whole house. Like, where the fuck this bitch at? We finna beat her ass. And I'm like, no, y'all. Let's go. We finna go. Let's go. So they got me rallied up. So then, next thing, you know, I was trying to go back upstairs. And I'm not finna beat this bitch ass. I should have beat her ass when she slapped me. Like, I should have beat her ass. Like, the fuck? But then,
So she
woke up out of nowhere.
Yeah. And what did he say to make her think that? Or what did you say?
He was flirting with me. I don't remember what he said, but he was flirting with me. Like, broad daylight.
Why she didn't slap him?
Exactly. Tell her don't owe you shit.
And so then, that ended up happening. So, we had a group me message with everybody and stuff. So my drunk ass done put in a group me. This bitch just slapped me. I'm finna beat her ass. And everybody calling me like, what's wrong? Like, what happened and stuff. So next thing you know, we go back to the school or whatever. And some of the fashion show people was outside and stuff. They was like, what's going on? And I told them what happened and stuff like that. And so somehow one of my friends took one of her friends' phones by made a mistake.
What?
This is on some drunk shit. One of my friends took one of her friends' phones. So next thing you know, we had to go to IHOP. The IHOP on
by mistake.
Yes, she took it by mistake. So we pull up at the IHOP or whatever, and the girl in the car, she drunk. I don't know how she seen me.
The same girl?
Yes, the drunk girl. She came out. She seen me. She got out of the car and trying to fight me again. So it's about to be a whole brawl at the IHOP. But the police came and shut everything down. And then the next day, she just kept trying to apologize to me. But, I mean, I wasn't really mad at her because I'm just like, I would have did the same thing if my nigga, the nigga I was fucking with. But he didn't really, he liked me. He didn't even like her like that. They weren't even boyfriend and girlfriend. But that shit was just crazy as fuck. Like,
you got slapped
in the knee. I did. She tried to be my friend after that. But, I mean, we was drunk. Everybody was drunk, so. But I know next time, I'm going to beat your ass. You slap me, I don't give a fuck. I'm glad he fucking held me back.
His ass.
But that's the thing. Yeah. I got to fight somebody.
Then, like, we talked for, like, 2 days later. Like, me and him just talked 2 days. And I was like, ew, the fuck?
Because it started off bad.
Like, No, it ain't even dick. Like, he weird as fuck. But yeah, that's one of my craziest times in college. My friend done peed on herself, everything.
You can't even get mad at people crazy. Peeing on themselves no more. Everybody do that. Everybody done peed.
Man, you gonna put her out there like
damn.
That?
Damn.
Hey, what was that, her birthday? No, that was New Year's. She always peeing. I just realized this shit. She is always peeing. Yes.
I peed on myself for my 21st birthday in the bed.
For real? I think it's worse for women. Cause we got an elephant trunk. Y'all just got.
We can't hold that shit. That shit hard as fuck to hold. I feel like y'all can hold it better than us.
That shit hold up.
Yeah, yeah. You, y'all just got damn. That shit just down, bro.
I got so drunk for my 21st. My grandma had my party was like up the street from my house. My cousin took me home to my house. And my grandma seen me. She was like, Taylor, get up. Get your ass up. She had to undress me and everything, put me in the bed, because I was just that drunk.
Damn. Taylor, you get drunk every birthday.
That's when I peed in the bed.
What birthday that was?
I didn't get drunk this birthday. Yes, I did.
You the fuck? Yeah. Control. Everybody, please. Everybody, please sit down. Hold on. Everybody sit down, because I got to say something. Okay? We like Taylor. Everybody having a good time. I know we having a good time, but sit down. I said, God damn, this motherfucking substitute teacher.
I'm definitely Priscilla Slayton's daughter.
Everybody just sit down. That shit, man. What birthday that was when Meek spilled a drink? You was fucked up for real that night.
That was my 22nd birthday.
This motherfucker, bro.
It was fun though.
That shit was. I give you that.
I didn't get drunk until I left the club. I was good in the club. As soon as I walked outside, it just like.
Cause that's how it be.
It's that air.
Man. It's that yeah. As soon as it hit y'all, you outside. That shit.
They was like, let's go to the strip club. I was like, all right, let's go. I got in the car and went straight to bed. Sleep.
Then you sitting down too. Ain't no music. Your head still rocking from all the loud ass music. Your ass fucked up.
Yeah, I was.
The aftermath of being drunk is the worst.
Yeah,
it's
fun.
When
you win it.
Yeah. That's why after my birthday, I don't be wanting to drink no more. I don't be wanting to drink until New Year's because I can't even. I get too drunk. Ugh. This year, everybody getting drunk.
For your birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, we get drunk every year.
You can't complain because you're gonna be in a safe place. You ain't gotta go nowhere.
Yeah, yeah, it ain't like you can say, you know what I'm saying,
I gotta drive. You ain't gotta say that.
You locked in.
Your room 2 doors down on the left.
Exactly.
I'll carry you to your room if anything.
Damn, strong ass.
Get this nigga a mic, please.
Right. We're talking all this shit.
Welcome back to the Real Atlanta Podcast.
It's the Real Atlanta Podcast.
It's your boy DJ ATL. Follow me out YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram, SoundCloud, TikTok, and follow your boy on that TikTok.
And it's your girl Taylor. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at taylor.m.goosby. Also follow my hair page at TK Styles, TAYK Styles on Instagram.
Yeah, we got Miss Naja on the boards.
Mm-hmm.
Follow me, Naja Diane. Mm-hmm.
We got Mike over here as well with a mic, doing his thing with the camera work. The engineer over here. And we also have Mr. El Quattro. I ain't going to say his real name. We just going to leave him at El Quattro because I don't know what can be said at any time. Did you see Tyra Banks?
Mm-mm. What happened?
She was in a... you seen it?
Yeah.
She in a damn jacuzzi interviewing Megan Thee Stallion.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Say that. You say that now. Yeah. You like the idea, right? The idea sound good.
Not if they naked. They naked.
No, she was the total opposite of naked.
I wish.
She was fully clothed.
The fuck?
Fully clothed.
Fully clothed. No bathing suit. No nothing. Fully dressed in the jacuzzi.
Ew.
With Megan Thee Stallion. Megan Thee Stallion what the hell?
I'm so confused.
Tyra Bay got a big ass forehead.
We know that. Y'all used to love. Did y'all ever watch Life Size? Mm-hmm. Life Size.
Oh, with the Barbie doll shit. Yeah, yeah, I did see that shit before. Look, there you go. Look at that.
I think that's a cover up.
But why you got it on in the jacuzzi?
Yeah.
Like, that's what?
Y'all can't hear this. Huh?
Her voice so deep. Okay.
Forehead throwing me out, man. I just can't wrap my mind around it. It's just huge. It's like,
man, I don't got a big forehead like that.
Who that, Megan? Mm-hmm. All right, turn this shit off, man. Fine.
Get in trouble.
Yeah, turn this shit off.
Before you what?
Huh?
Before you what?
Hey, that's the thing. Niggas get in trouble for looking. Right or wrong?
Depends on how you look.
We shouldn't get in trouble for looking?
No.
Because it's there, right?
Yeah. Y'all know we have to initiate, right?
That's what I be telling them, bro. Like, a man has to initiate. A woman, I say 1 in 100 where you found a woman that's going to come up to the man and be like, hey, let me suck your dick.
Let me say this. That shit don't happen
like that.
I don't think that shit never happens. It be everything else after that. Because... think about this. If I'm walking by my, I be walking by myself all the time. A nigga be with his female, and he just make eye contact with me and looking at me.
Yeah.
And I already know what the eye contact means to me.
Yeah, I agree.
That looking is okay, but it just, what happens after you look, like.
When a man gets in a relationship, he has to be a female when it comes to looking at men. I mean, looking at women, right?
In a way.
Because he got a look, and I'm like, oh, but as soon as that motherfucker look at you, you better goddamn turn that head somewhere. Shift that motherfucker. Oh, shit, that motherfucker look back at me. Oh, shit.
But y'all don't want y'all women looking at men, though. We should, if that's the case,
y'all
we should
it.
Be
y'all
able to
do look. It. That's the thing. You everybody do it. You gotta look. You ain't gotta look, but it's human nature. You see somebody that's attractive, you gonna look, right?
I'm not gonna get mad at my man for looking though.
You don't?
No, like.
Cause you can't stop it.
Women initiate in their own way. Like they might not say, "Hey, let me suck you," but they'll say something like, "What you know about this song? What you know about this music? This music soul child."
That's. Oh, don't you dare kind of call out my shit. She goes out of
God. Epiphany's like, that's hold
on. Y'all funny.
But I mean, it's gonna happen.
That was the way of initiating.
You right. You absolutely. But after that though, right out. But after that though, she asked me for my number.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just because we have a conversation first before. Y'all might be saying, "Hey, girl, I'm trying. Like, what's up? What's your number?" Right away. Women do it. They just don't. That's not the first thing that comes out of their mouth.
So, okay. So
they'll ask you to get something off the shelf for them or some shit like
okay,
that.
Okay, so I want to know because I'm the type where I like to talk shit, right? So I talk shit to my girl. And I be like, oh, you know,
every time.
Girl in here just try. It don't be everyone. You think it everyone. Every time. I'm really that nigga out here, bro.
Every time.
And she be thinking every time a girl try to holler at me, I go tell her. No, it's about the funny ones I tell you about. When it's funny, I bring it to you. You know what I mean? Because I want you to laugh with me. You know?
It's not funny. Make me want to go in the store behind your ass.
So I went in Chick-fil-A today. And they messed up our order. Like, we had to wait on the order for a little minute. And we were like, bro, it's been like 20 minutes. And ain't nobody said nothing about the order. They said it's on the way. We did curbside. So I go inside and I'm like, hey man, my order is there in the third. And then the manager came over there. I like, look, man, we ain't got our food. What's up? And he was like, what's the name on it? And I said, Naja. And so a girl came up, I like just around him, walked around him and said, is it Naja with an A or Naja with a J? And Naja with an A or Naja with an I? And I was like, Naja with an I. And he was like, she was like, what she said? Oh, that's my son's name. It's spelled the same way. N-I-J-A-H. Yep. Mm-hmm. And so is that considered a shot? Like, she trying to shoot her shot?
Because you coming in on a conversation that ain't got nothing to do with you.
I don't know. It could be just excitement from hearing the name that her son has the same name.
And then she probably
see what I'm saying? Why has it gotta be?
But then she probably think that's your, which is weird because she probably thought
your name
is
her name.
And then you don't usually don't hear men name that's not. So she could be like, hey, what the fuck? Oh shit, you got the same name my son. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, could be. So then after that, she said,
oh, you ain't tell me the full story.
Let me get your number.
You didn't tell me the full damn story.
Let me take your dick in the bathroom real quick. Like, oh, hell.
The whole
chick ain't
going
My down. Name ain't even
Nigel. My name DJ.
Exactly. But, I gave them the order number. They started fixing the food. And then the girl came back. And I was like, man, I'm finna go back out to the car because I don't want to sit here and wait on the food. I'm in spot 7. And she was like, oh, I'll bring the food out to you. I'll bring it out there.
Oh, so that was her that brought the food out?
Yeah.
That's why she turned around so fast when she saw a girl in the car.
She said, oh, shit. She had pulled her mask down and everything. I'm going to get these.
Oh, that's
so what? So is that count?
Hell yeah, that count.
But I ain't do nothing wrong. It's your fault.
I'm glad that camera on her.
Exactly.
Now you ain't do nothing wrong, but you should have told me the full story. You didn't tell me that she volunteered to bring the food out and all that other shit.
I mean, she was working curbside anyway.
What you doing?
I'm done with this shit. I quit the podcast.
But no, every time he goes in the store, it's always somebody trying to flirt with him, allegedly.
It's not every time I go in the store.
Allegedly, every time. If I stay in the car, it's something he says.
That's what happened.
I think that's a compliment.
Exactly.
That's it.
That's what you want in life. You want somebody who is wanted. Because if you got somebody that you could just tell to go to the store at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shit. I don't want no girl to say, hey, go to the store 3 o'clock in the morning. The junkies don't want you. They already told me they don't want your ass. They already said you can walk by them. They don't want you. The junkies don't want you. Come on. You a junkie, you'll take any bit of pussy. You don't even want that. Hell nah, girl.
No,
you got,
but that's sad because I seen this lady yesterday by my salon. This man, I think he had like some crack or whatever he had in his hand. Tell me why he had it in his hand and he had it like this, like she was just following him. Like this. Like he had it like in her face and she was just following him.
Wow.
With the crack. I think it was crack. I would say it was crack because it's like the cheapest drug like that they get on the street. And she was just following him like just like.
A zombie.
Yes. Like I think he was taking her on the side of the building so you know she can.
Wow. Way to put a damper on the mood with that.
No, because you just said.
Shit.
No, that just made me think about that. And I'm just like, damn, that shit's sad. Like, that's the way she was looking, crazy. It was like, my mind is focused on this. Like, I'm not. Yeah. She was just following her. Like, she was like this.
He probably put it right down the tip of his shit, too. Come on. You see it? Yeah.
This
again, Jim.
Come on, this chick.
Ridiculous.
But, okay, so is a junkie a crackhead? Is a crackhead a junkie? Are they the same things?
I mean, I think a crackhead is a form of a junkie.
Mm-hmm.
Junkie is not a form of a crackhead.
Is there? Okay, so everybody... What's up?
A junkie could be a meth head. It could be a coke head.
Okay, so do we not have... They don't get the Me Too respect?
Me Too?
Everybody get the Me Too respect. Everybody get the respect, but junkies don't get no respect.
What you mean?
I'm just saying, like, we call them junkies. We don't know if they want to be called junkies. They maybe want to be called something else. How you know a crackhead want to be called a crackhead?
That's the thing. We don't be
have you,
drug
have you ever went to a crackhead and be like, you a crackhead? Nope. Some people do, though. So how you know they want to be called that? Let's come up with a name, I'm like, what you think?
Drug abuser.
They too busy asking for money, goddamn. Fuck what you call me, nigga.
They don't care. Exactly. They don't care. So I mean, what are we supposed to call them?
Damn.
I don't know. What are we supposed to call them?
Homeless.
They're not all homeless people aren't druggies.
You right about that? There's some functioning meth heads.
And there's some homeless people who not even.
No, I said
not
homeless
even
people.
Not on drugs.
It's some people that are homeless that are not on drugs as well.
Yeah.
But there's also people who are not homeless that are on drugs. Yeah.
So what we call them?
Drug abusers.
Ask them what's their name.
I know what we call them.
I mean, you can tell the difference between a crackhead and
drug addicts.
And a homeless person.
Earth gang?
I said addicts.
Call them addicts?
Drug
but
addicts.
You can't call them that.
Drug abusers.
All of them not on drugs.
Drugs, yeah.
What?
Stick to what we know and keep calling.
It's two different names then.
Wait, so is a homeless person a junkie?
No. Junkie is, I think, for drugs abusers.
Look it up.
Well, I know I used to just call anybody on the street a junkie.
That's what I'm saying.
I never.
Either you homeless or drugs.
A junkie is a drug addict, a person with a compulsive habit or obsessive dependency on something.
Okay. Damn, I guess I'm a junkie then.
You can be a coffee junkie. Yeah, you can be a candy junkie, coffee junkie, sex junkie.
I'm a weed junkie.
Yep.
Damn. I'm a sex junkie.
So does that make everybody a junkie?
That's what it seems like. Because some people addiction be food. Yep. You know what I mean?
Some people love that shit.
Yeah.
I love that shit. I guess I'm a food junkie then.
Damn, so you a food and weed junkie. Mm-hmm. Both of your shit play hand in hand. You get high, you go get high, then you're hungry. You
stay happy.
Get us some weed and some food.
You know what made me happy?
Good to go. God damn.
Yeah, might tell you to clear that schedule.
Yeah. Leave me alone. Mama had a blunt and some plate full of food. Come here. I'm sitting right here. Come on.
Okay. I cannot.
Damn. Okay, so what's a homeless person? Do they have a nickname? I mean, because junkie is shit. I don't know. Shit, they got a nickname, right?
It's crazy.
I just want to give them their proper respect. You know what I mean? Because, like you said, some homeless people fall on hard times. And, what was you talking about, baby? You said they had some downtown where it used to be a jail.
Oh, yeah. On Pryor Street, it's called the Gateway Center. It used to be a jail, but they've changed. I don't know how long Gateway been around, but that's the history of it. They changed a jail to a homeless center for people who are homeless. Mm-hmm. They can come there to recover if they're ill. So if they're ill, they can get care, and then they have a bed there to recover from the sickness.
So is that for junkies too?
I mean, it's for homeless people, which I don't know what the percentage is, but I believe that there's a high percentage of homeless people who are also
on drugs.
So I don't think they would deny them if they're on drugs and homeless, but I don't know. That could be a standard.
Yeah.
And I know the people who buy my salon, most of them are on drugs.
Because they got a center over there too, right? Mm-hmm. I think so. Yeah. Right across the street or something like that.
Well, no. That's not for the center that's across the street is called Our House, and it's basically for women and kids with who are homeless, not with no drug problems or nothing like that. Well, I'm pretty sure if they do.
Yeah, they probably do women and children.
But it's for
drugs.
Women and children.
Not for men, though.
Yeah.
Not for men. Or I think it's for families.
But that's probably why men come around there, too, knowing that either they know somebody that's in there or just knowing that that's what that's.
Yeah,
because
there do be men over there, too. They always, we always see men.
Wow.
Men coming up to the door and stuff like that.
And granted.
And it's a clinic, too.
I ain't going to say all of them, but some of them could be the husbands, and they telling them to go there and saying, y'all go be safe. I live out here on the street, so y'all can at least have room and board. But some could be doing like what that man was doing. Mm-hmm. Going to try
praying
to pray on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, praying on. So it's God dang.
And it's sad because last year when I started working there, it was this one homeless. I would say he was probably like around my age, like 25, 26. And like just to see him now, how much he has like deteriorated is crazy. Like he looks like, and it's crazy because over a year, what it can do. Because it was like when last year when he was on the streets, it was like it was fresh. Because like, I think, COVID and everything. But it like he was like just fresh out on the streets. Mm-hmm. And now he just looked like he been there for like, he don't even look his age no more. Like he don't even look the same no more. He look just messed up.
I met a homeless man one time. I used to live in L.A. It was a gas station right by my apartment building. And he did not look, homeless. He was handsome. But then, like, he started asking me for money when I came out the gas station. And so I was curious to, like, how this happened or whatever. And he said he had invested all of his money into Bitcoin and lost it. Mm. And that's how he ended up on the street. So I think I had, like, bought him something to drink or something like that one time. And then a couple months go by, I seen him again. And you could tell, like, he looked worse. It wasn't getting better. And this time he didn't ask me for no money, but I just gave it to him. He was like, oh, wow, I thought you forgot about me. I thought you didn't. I'm like, no, I recognize you. Mm-hmm. And so he was so thankful that I gave him, a little bit of change. But it's crazy. You never know, like,
that be the problem with, I would say, black people and wanting to invest in other things. Mm-hmm. You scared. Mm-hmm. Because that can be the end result. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, you're never supposed to invest all of your money. Mm-hmm. You're really never supposed to invest any of your money if you're able to do that. But that is a possibility that you could fall out and then be on hard times and now your ass on the street, especially if you ain't got nobody to catch you.
With stocks, period, it's a gamble. Like, it's like you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know the outcome of it. So.
Yeah, investing in anything, you don't know. That's why you're supposed to do, maybe 10%. I ain't that, bro. Oh, that's tough, bro.
But some people get addicted to it, and they be like, oh, I just got this much money. Oh, let me just put all my money in it, then, I might get more. Like, but sometimes that don't be the cause, especially with, the market how it is now. Like, shit just up and down. Mm-hmm. We really in a recession.
You think it is?
I think we are.
I can see that.
Just like, we at the beginning though. It ain't bad, but I think it's.
I mean, I would say like with them coming up with a vaccine, it's kind of not going to put us deeply in a recession, but I can see it being very possible, especially with a new strand.
And what the fuck our president is?
Who is our president?
Biden.
Oh shit, I forgot about that nigga.
I really did too. Like,
damn, what I ain't really heard. I ain't heard shit.
He ain't doing shit.
I ain't heard nothing about him lately.
He been doing
what he doing?
For the middle class too. Fucking middle class.
I need him to do something to my student loans. I gotta start paying in November.
You say you need what?
I need him to do something about my student loan.
I mean, I think that's the least of his worries right now.
I know, right?
I think he more worried about niggas dying, shit like that. Yeah, but he said he was gonna. You need to hold him accountable.
He said I'm gonna add his ass.
He said, hey.
I'm gonna add his ass on Instagram. No, I'm gonna add him on. But add him on Twitter.
Money bag Joe, you on that bullshit? Money bag. I ain't heard nothing from his ass though. Like. I guess because I ain't really been on the news lately. I've been trying to get away from it because that shit was like...
You been on the news?
It was taking a toll. I had to stop because it was taking a toll on me.
You was on it, though?
Lord, please just pray for Taylor. But, I was watching it. Watching it. And that shit started taking a toll on me, man, where I was... every time I go outside, I'm, cock that bitch back, I'm ready. I'm just living in that mode of something gonna happen. Let me watch out at this red light, because niggas be jacking niggas in cars and shit. Let me goddamn, and I already think that way, but to have it overly planned, like, that shit was too much. So I had to, cut back on the news, man. So I catch it when I catch it. Man, that shit got so bad, I was watching news that didn't even pertain to me. Like, I'm watching news. I'm watching news in D.C. Like, not even national news, local news. Like, baby, they had a shooting in D.C. on the corner up there on goddamn 4th and 5th.
Like, you work.
Yeah, like I live there. Like, I was deep in that shit, bro. And I had to, man, I canceled out my Instagram. Like, I deleted all that shit out of my phone.
No, because it will have you going, like, that shit will have you.
Yeah, I've never been a news person. Yeah. I get my news from other people because I can't watch the news. That shit's upsetting.
But sometimes it's shit you need to know.
So I find out from the wise.
Cause my phone called me.
I can't.
That shit.
Thanks for telling me.
The book ain't always gonna be there.
Exactly.
Somebody better call us.
But the news ain't gonna tell you everything either.
Should tell you some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's an alert on the phone, that's what I need to know.
Hey, you gotta believe it. But at least you're aware. You heard about it.
Yeah.
You gotta believe it.
It's
Said the old motherfuckers in the room.
We the two oldest?
Yeah. How old are you? I was having this conversation the other day. I wasn't sure if you were older.
You going in? Buffy, y'all 93.
Yeah.
He was in April. You in
September. So yep. Got me by a little bit.
Damn,
so
you said the oldest in the room now, nigga. Yeah. See, I'm in the wrong room, goddamn.
You 28 now?
I'll be 28.
Damn, y'all.
How would you turn Taylor 25? Mm-hmm. For real?
I'm old as fuck.
You turning 25? Yes. Oh my god, that's it.
I'm old. You
the same age as my cousin.
For real?
Same age as Mike.
What?
Mike just turned 25.
That is crazy.
And you saying like I'm young. I feel like I'm getting up there. Like
what?
I feel like I'm getting up there. Like
what's going first, your body or your mental?
What's
I don't know.
I'm trying to remember what I did on my 25th birthday. I can't even remember.
Damn. Shit, that way you know you can't even remember. Shit. Sheesh. What'd you do?
On my 25th?
Yeah.
I ain't do nothing on my 25th. I'm on 26th. That's when we went Tyke Tiger.
For real?
Yeah, we'll take Tiger on my 25th. Y'all remember that?
Nigga, that was yesterday. Nigga, I remember that. That shit just happened. Nigga, I remember that shit.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Fuck.
Dang. On my 26th.
Bruh, that shit be going, bruh.
Y'all about to be with me 4 birthdays.
For real?
COVID.
This year make the 4th birthday. Y'all about to be with me. Because it was 22, 23, 24, and then 25 this year.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Shit just going by.
It just be going, bruh. And
how was your 22? I just turned 21.
And people used to say, bro, I remember when I was in high school, bro, 9th grade, parents, uncles, aunties, teachers, hey, you better enjoy this shit, because once it gone, it gone. Now I'm the old nigga. Hey, you better enjoy that shit, because once it gone, and you never, I never stopped to really soak that shit in until you reach like 25, 26, you be like, fuck.
I be telling my little cousins, my brother now, be like, y'all need to enjoy. They don't understand.
Enjoy that
I'm
free
like,
time,
damn,
bro. That shit is free time, bro.
You don't grasp it until you see the other side of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the fucked up part about life, bro. You do not catch that shit till it's gone.
Cause I'm thinking like 4 more years, it'll be my 10-year anniversary from high school. I said, damn.
Oh, and trust and believe, you gonna forget about that shit until the 10th year come, and then you gonna be like, damn, that shit tomorrow?
Yours this year, ain't it, D? You graduated 2011?
No.
You graduated 2009.
That nigga shit
bad. Pay. That nigga shit gone, boy. Hey. Hey.
I ain't getting nothing on my 25th birthday.
That nigga smart, boy. That nigga shit
gone. You graduated 2011?
Yeah.
Oh, so this your 10th year?
Oh, yep.
Y'all ain't do nothing?
Uh-uh, because of COVID.
Oh.
Oh, so your TV already paid.
I don't think we did nothing. I might have missed it.
Not the land.
I don't think we did nothing, though. I don't think so. Somebody would have told me. At least Stephanie would have told me.
I'm going to go to my team.
So y'all didn't have a 10-year anniversary?
I knew somebody was talking about it because I knew the girl who was supposed to be planning it, but it never happened. They talked about it last year planning it, but I guess it never happened.
That would happen when you go up.
We still got our little Facebook from when we.
I wasn't gonna go party anyways, honestly.
Oh boy, that shit tough, man.
Cause yeah, I don't like niggas. I don't all like nobody. So yeah, my 25th birthday, I was on set, so I didn't get to do nothing because I was filming.
You didn't get to do nothing?
I mean, I went out, but it wasn't like anything planned because I literally was filming my 25th. I was filming the night going into my birthday and on my birthday. I had to film. So.
What year was that when the guy did the dumb shit?
What?
When the guy. No, that was his birthday, not your birthday.
What?
When the guy was dealing with that girl. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, that was his birthday. That was his birthday. That was like before I even moved to LA, so that had to be like 2016. 2017. Yeah, 2016 for sure.
Yeah, I was 26.
Because I moved to LA early 2017, so.
I was still older than y'all at that point. Ain't that some shit? Mm-hmm. Now, I would say I got a lot of shit that I would change, but I kind of don't want to change it because it made me who I am. You know what I mean? It put me in that psyche of where I am now, so I kind of don't want to change it, but it's like, fuck. I wish I could go back and change that shit. Big yeah. This ruthless shit, man. Stupid shit. Stupid shit, for real. Yeah. I mean, you got niggas running from police. You got niggas speeding. You know what I mean? Got niggas jumping fences with the football team.
So I got a question for y'all. It was this TikTok. And it was like your first love. You get three loves in life. First love, you say you think you've seen it?
No, I said three soulmates. I heard that before.
Yeah, that's what I live by.
I'm just gonna play it so y'all can really hear it because I might not explain it right.
You got it already.
We fall in love with three people in our lifetime, each for a specific reason. First love, this love often happens at a young age. You eventually grow apart or call it quits over silly things. When you get older, you may look back and think it was not love. But the truth is, it was. It was love for what you knew love to be. Remember, there are different depths of love. Second love, the hard one. You get hurt in this one. Mm. This love teaches us lessons and makes us stronger. This love includes great pain, lies, betrayal, abuse, drama, and damage. But this is the one where we grow. We realize what we love about love and what we don't love about love. Now we know the differences between good and bad humans. Now we become close, careful, cautious, and considerate. We know exactly what we want and don't want. Third love, this one comes blindly, no warning. It creeps on you silently. You don't go looking for this love. It comes to you. You can put any wall up you want. It will be broken down. You'll find yourself caring about that person without trying. They look nothing like your usual crush types, but you get lost in their eyes daily. You see beauty in their imperfections. You hide nothing from them. You want marriage and family with them. You thank the universe for them. You truly love them. We fall in love.
Now, I would say that is very true because you go through periods of life, right, where, like, you just live a life. And then next thing you know, a woman comes up to you and say, hey, my daughter will be good for you. You know what I mean? You feel me? Or
what?
Or let me explain.
Jesus.
Or you go to a club with your cousin and you know, you sit next to the person and you like, damn, how we sitting next to each other? And everybody looking at y'all like, damn, y'all look like a couple already. You know what I mean? And sometimes you have it, well, you talking to one of you over your cousin's house and
you feel me? Give me three true scenarios.
I'm telling you, the shit, like he said, brother, shit just happened. And you be like, damn, I'm in a relationship. What the fuck?
Yeah. I feel like that's, I agree with everything he just said because I went through those three loves. The first love, it was in high school. The second love, I went through the abuse, the audit, all that stuff. That was, it was just bad. But that second relationship, it really showed me how I want to be as a person, how I want to be loved, all that. And then the third one, it just came unexpectedly.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't even supposed to be like this. Because if you would have asked me, would I be with this nigga? And I would have been like, no.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of fucked the way to say it, but yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I would have never thought that I would be with him.
She pointed, too.
She put you in the under.
Not the underhand part.
If he ain't take offense to it, then.
Fuck that. We gonna take offense for him, goddammit.
What you do? But yeah, like, I just would have never. I would never expected it to be with him.
Yeah, man, that shit.
I never would have expected it. So then I tried to stop talking to him, and the shit just came back.
And you know what's crazy? Every one of us, and I can speak for this because I know all of y'all situations. Every last one of us in this room has been through that type of scenario. I don't know about the high school, but I know that hurt, that pain, that trauma, that everything that every last one of us has been through. I can name it to the T. Mm-hmm. Every last one of us, because all of y'all have talked to me about it. Mm-hmm. So that shit true, man. That shit really is true. That's some deep shit, man. Mm-hmm. That's some deep shit.
Y'all feel like y'all at y'all third love?
I mean, I am. I'm done. I'm
done. Definitely feel like I am. Like when he was saying all that stuff, I was like, because it was like I was following along, like in my head with each person.
You pointing it off, and you like, oh shit, yep, I ain't even thought about that shit. But I would say, but for me, I had relationships in between that, but it wasn't those where they stuck out and it was significant to the point where it's like that was that one I remember. That's the point. Yeah. So. That's some real shit, though.
I had to send it to him. I was like, ooh.
Who you
sent
it to?
I said, this hit home. I said, I felt that. I felt that for real.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's some real shit, bro. That's almost too deep to talk about. You know what I mean?
It really is. That shit. People don't want to talk about that type of stuff, though.
Especially that second one. That shit.
I ain't trying to relive the trauma.
I had to get a lawyer for that one. You know
what I'm saying? Oh, God, bro. Exactly. They say you got to hire niggas. For real, bro. That shit. Hey.
Hire
hitman. Hey, all of it. All of it. I gotta get this motherfucker out of here, man. One way or another.
I was about to be going through that. I was about to be just like that. My ex told my son, I rolled past your house, I seen your garage up.
Oh, hell nah. Niggas, see what I'm saying? Legally or illegally. That fucking second one that he talked about.
Yeah, that shit.
Nigga be ready to kill over that shit, bro. That shit deadly.
But the upside, like you said, you do learn like what you want and what you don't want out of love. That was the blessing of it.
Mm-hmm. What you expect, what you demand, all of that shit.
What you know, what you're not gonna settle for, stuff like that. So.
Good Lord, yeah. Taylor, you just shit.
I know. I seen. I was like, oh no, nah, I gotta send this. That shit was just. Tell us what happened.
Okay.
What happened?
Hey, man. That nigga said I had to hire a DJ, bro. Yeah. We ain't gonna talk about that one. Anybody else got some stories?
Mine is terrible, so no, I'm good.
Yours bad too? Yeah, my shit bad. My shit bad.
To my second one?
The second one. I don't think nobody can. My one. Yeah, y'all don't think nobody shit.
Maybe we can talk about it on our podcast.
Probably still won't talk about it.
That's
crazy, bro, because it's like you don't want to rehash, you don't want to relive, you don't want none of that shit, bro, that shit.
But it's crazy because I feel like the first relationship, it wasn't a lesson for me, like how the second one really was.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like the first one was like
you said, the first one ended for petty reasons. Yeah, there was like, no really no.
The first one be puppy love.
Definitely was like.
But when you in that shit, you be like, nigga, this shit ain't puppy love. Mm-hmm. Nigga, this shit real. Mm-hmm. I love this motherfucker.
That first
sight. You feel me? I love this motherfucker. No, you don't. You don't love. No, you don't.
That shit did.
10th grade.
Right. And you somebody you want to be with this person forever.
And some relationships like that work out.
Yeah. Like I told you,
but it's rare.
My ex-cousin and his girlfriend, wife, they was together. Ex-cousin.
Am I saying he's not your cousin, though?
No.
Huh?
Ex-boyfriend. That shit had me in a loop still.
They was together all through our high school, and then his mama and daddy was, they still married and stuff.
Yeah, my ex-best friend did that. She
married. That shit ran though, they work school. Though.
Some of the one who passed away?
No.
Huh? Man, bro, I just killed somebody. No. It's fucked up.
But that shit rare that that happens though. Like, you gotta go through a lot to be with somebody who, like, be with somebody throughout high school.
You gotta be raised that way. Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh no, I know who you're talking about. That they did too. They got married too from high school sweethearts to, yeah, he passed away.
He passed away. That shit.
Yeah, that's just so sad. Last year.
And then Jay had a baby.
Mm-hmm. Well, she about two or three. But yeah.
Jay had a baby.
Yeah.
Whew. That's the, I think that's somebody's worst fear.
Yeah.
That happened.
He was a personal trainer.
Mm-hmm. He was?
He had a heart attack, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Yep. Wow. That shit.
Crazy.
That shit be random, bro.
Yep, that was that perfect couple, you know, that everybody looked at in high school and stuff. So, I knew him since, like, elementary school. Then I met her in middle school. And then he been together since high school.
Hey. Yeah.
That was your friend?
Mm-mm. Both of them. But he was. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because when you said it, like, your whole family felt that
shit.
Yeah,
because we had all grew up, well, him, that's what I'm saying, we met her later, but we grew up in the same neighborhood with him. Mm-hmm. And we all went to elementary school together, then middle school then.
You said he had a heart attack? Mm-hmm. How old?
He was only a couple years older than me, so.
Well, honestly, like 30. That stuff don't even be matter how old you are no 30. More.
It don't, yeah, bro.
It don't matter. It don't, like, bro. Now, you used to think, like, when I was younger, I used to think, oh, only this stuff only happened to older people, mm-hmm, and stuff. This stuff happened to anybody.
Because you realize it more the older you get. Mm-hmm. You like, damn, I done seen somebody die from this. Like, I can honestly say, bro, I've basically seen, well, not seen myself personally, but I've heard stories of somebody dying at every age. Every age. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about from it. Birth. People die. You know what I'm saying? Infants, 3-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 20, 30. You hear every age has died. You've heard about it. So it's like, it's a blessing to be where you are at the point that you are. Like, mm-hmm, that shit is.
Yeah, I remember. I think my first knowing that somebody died was when I was like in elementary school. I think I was like in first grade. And we used to go to church every Sunday and stuff. And my grandma, one of the people she was closest to, her grandson had died. One of her friend grandsons had died. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I think he was like 4. And he died because the stepdaddy smothered him with a pillow.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm. Like, that was my first time, like, ever hearing somebody young like that dying. And then he went to the funeral, just seeing him in the casket. It was just, I think that was just traumatic for me.
See,
like,
okay, so I want to ask that question. So,
what's the youngest age to go
through? Everybody has that age of, mm-hmm, where you realize death is real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everybody got that age where it hits you like. Mm-hmm. See, my age, it came late.
Mine did.
I was like 21 when it happened for me. When I was like, damn, I'm gonna die. What the fuck? Mm-hmm. Oh, hell nah. And I started losing my shit. You know what I mean? My mind was going. And I was thinking, like, damn, would I have been more accepting of it if I would have been younger and knowing that, okay, it's going to come sooner. But I know I'm immature and I'm not, you know, my brain ain't developed. So I want to get everybody's perspective on that in the room. Like, what age did you realize, like, this shit real? Like, death is real.
I would say when my great-grandma died. Because my great-grandma stayed with my grandma. So, and she just had moved my other auntie when she died. But I would say when my great grandma died, that's when I knew, like, damn, I was in the sixth grade.
Sixth
grade.
So young.
But I had been going to funerals since I was little. Like, since I was little, I had been going to funerals. So, but,
like, say you went to a 4-year-old funeral.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm going to say when my granddaddy brother died. Yeah, my uncle, when he died. And then I just realized, like, you know, death is real because you're not going to see this person again.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And see, mine was late, too. But this always been, like, it used to be a difficult conversation for me. I kind of know now that it's, you know, a conversation that you have every now and then. But mine was my freshman year in college.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I had been to funerals before and everything too. I think I was just so distracted by everything else I was doing. I was playing basketball, I was dancing, I was doing so much stuff. I didn't really grasp it as a real thing, even though I had been to funerals time and time again. But my freshman year, this girl I went to high school with, her baby daddy killed her and himself.
What?
Yep. They had just had a kid together. He shot her and shot himself. My other cousin had got shot. And then another cousin, I think, had got murdered. And it was just like so many deaths back to back my freshman year in college. And I was by myself. I was in this dorm room with them cement blocks, you know, the walls were... Mm-hmm. I was, you know, a new person in college. I was shy. I was around all these people I didn't know. And it just... My whole world turned upside down. Like, I thought that... I got to the point, lost my shit to the point where I thought that anytime I left out the room, it stopped. Like, I felt like, all right, I'm at the mall. Everything is moving normal now. But as soon as I leave the mall, it stops. You know, everybody, yeah. And I'm like, I was like, I wanted to go to therapy. My dad would tell me, just have a drink, you know. Just I was even 21, I was 17, 18.
That's the way they teach us.
My dad was just telling me, have a drink.
Trauma and just drink.
Yeah.
Smoke. Do that, something. You know what I mean? Yeah. Do all this to deal with your trauma.
Yeah.
And you know,
that's how they dealt with it.
That's how they dealt with it. That's what they know. But, you know.
I just had to look at it like, matter of fact, that's when I started going to church more myself. Because my mom always listened to gospel music, stuff like that, but I didn't grow up going to church like every Sunday. Even for a little bit in high school, I went to church with my dad, but it was never like 12 years consistently. Mm. So in college, I started going to the church on campus. And then when I was home, I would go to church around the corner from my mom's house. I started doing that, and that's what helped me. And then I finally was able to realize, like, it's not all about you. It's not. You're not the only person on this earth, so it's not going to just stop when you walk away or, you know. And knowing that other people went through this, too, because I had got high my freshman year. I think that's what triggered it for real, though. Like, the whole death is real. I got too high, and I thought I was about to die. And so after that, I just spiraled.
That's how I was off my first edible. That's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
First who?
Edible.
Oh, yeah.
I think I already told this story before.
Oh, Mama, you had it. We like a point where you knew, like.
Yeah, when Richard died, and he
was a youngin' than you. That he was.
How old?
I think he was speed.
14, 15.
He ran for the police, right? Yeah.
Sheesh.
And I went to school with him too.
For real? What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that was his cousin.
Oh. Wow. Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yep. And I heard about it too, and I didn't even know, because he was a little hothead. So.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when we heard about it, we wasn't surprised, like, that he was not saying he died, not nothing about him dying, but the fact that he was on a high speed chase with the police. We wasn't surprised about that because he was a little hothead. But yeah, that was sad.
Yep. Yeah, that shit is.
But it's life. It's life. It's just stuff that we gotta go through, and we gotta. I think getting a proper grievance is definitely.
That's major.
That's
major.
And it's crazy because people think that you grieve over only dead people. You grieve over. When I broke up, when me and my ex broke up, I had to grieve over that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because breaking up with somebody is just like somebody dying.
You're losing.
Because you losing that person physically. You might not ever see that person again. Yeah. So.
Shit, sometimes I got to grieve over my nightmares about losing DJ. Like.
Yeah, like.
Sometimes I'll be like.
Najee, you.
I wake up whining sometimes because I have a bad dream.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Mm-hmm. I don't woke up crying in my sleep before.
Hey, man. Like, dreams, bruh. Dreams?
I love them.
Not all the time. Sometimes them bitches be too much.
Overwhelming. Matter of fact, did you order my dream catcher? Did you order my dream catcher?
Nah, I ain't ordered it yet. I'm going to do it tonight. Yeah, because that shit.
What's a dream catcher?
Basic.
Well, I know what it sounds like. But I'm saying, what is it, though? Like,
you never seen a dream catcher?
No.
You never Paige seen
got one?
One
in her house in the hallway.
Yeah. That big ass.
The one that hangs.
Yeah. Yeah, you done seen the drink catch.
Oh yeah. I never
you see
knew.
Them at people's house yeah. all the time.
I never knew what it was just called. A design yeah.
This motherfucker spiritual.
It's supposed to catch
nah, that nigga catching the dreams, God. Yeah, it
hang it over your bed, really. Or beside your bed.
I wanna know does it work. Cause people say it work. Huh?
It's all
about the intentions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, I agree with that. And it probably is something like, you know, that calms you down. And so you don't, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I know my dream's going to be caught tonight. So I'm good. I actually good. Ooh. You know, so it could be a mind thing. But, you know, people say it works. If they still making them and it's still, you know what I'm saying? It does something. So, mm-hmm. you know.
It's as much as you put your belief into it is how
yeah, true yeah, it's going
to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Have y'all ever had a dream where...
Have you ever had a dream?
You see, the mama just closed
the door. Like, I ain't got time. I'm not gonna
listen to you. They don't know what we talk about, too, but it's funny.
No, you do.
But have you had a dream that either you didn't want to go back to sleep or you did want to go back to sleep to finish it? You know, so either one of those.
I had those dreams what? All the time. I'd be like, damn, why the fuck I wake up? I wake up at the wrong time. You try to go back to sleep. The shit just don't even happen. The shit just blank.
I'm telling you, you just dog. Yeah, you like, fuck. I'm telling you. Or you had them dreams where you wake up and you know that shit was a good ass dream, but you can't remember that shit. I hate them type of dreams. Like, damn, that shit was good, but what happened? Shit. I don't fucking know. I can't.
It was good, though. Remember.
It was good, though. Yeah, no, it was good, though. Shit.
I used to write my dreams down on a piece of paper a lot. When I used to wake up, I would literally grab a piece of paper and just...
That's good. That's what you need to do, though.
That's a movie, man.
No, that's good, though.
Yeah.
Because you can give you ideas and stuff.
Yeah. That's what it really is. It's just your brain working while you sleep.
Like, see, that's why I can't never get no rest. Cause this shit always damn fucking racing.
And sometimes it's partly about what you got on TV or yeah. what the last thing you
that's
heard.
That's why I like to sleep with the thing, like, TV off.
Yeah. Last, what?
Yeah. You never heard that? You
eat
certain stuff before you go to bed,
hey,
you'll be having nightmares.
Yeah.
You do what?
They said that with chicken.
Oh, look.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. Oh, yeah. Certain stuff you eat.
Yeah,
I know that. What? If you eat certain stuff before you go to sleep, that will make you have a nightmare.
What?
It's a lot of stuff that I can't.
I want to try that shit.
I want Chick-fil-A for a bit.
Fuck that. I want to try it. I want to see it. I'm going to have a nightmare. Let me see. If that shit true, I'm going to freak the fuck out. I'm going to lose my shit.
Look, I ain't going to start a group message.
The dream catchers. What type of food?
So eating a hefty amount before bed not only increases the chances of weight gain, but also nightmares. Apparently, a late night snack signals the brain to be more active, which could lead to more vivid nightmares. Let's click on this.
Wow.
See what
type. So late
spicy
night
foods are often linked to nightmares because they require more effort for the body to digest.
Wow.
Sugary foods. Avoiding sugar is the key to sweet dreams, ironically. Foods that are high in sugar, such as biscuits, cake, and chocolate, have also been linked to nightmares.
Wow, this shit's crazy.
Bread and pasta. Starchy foods such as bread and pasta can cause nightmares. This is because they convert to glucose in the body and therefore have the same effects as sugar.
Hold on. Let's stop right now. So, no, matter of fact, go to the next one.
Alcohol? I don't drink shit.
Now, I'm going to tell you.
I'm knocked out.
That one is false. I don't drink about shit. When I drink.
Now,
yeah,
I've made me some spaghetti. After I eat my spaghetti, I go get some fudge around.
That's some badass shit.
I done took back goddamn a drink or something. I'm fucked up. I'm having a nightmare of all nightmares.
But I think you wait a little bit.
My shit, goddamn Jason.
If you wait a little bit, I feel like you'd be fine. And if you're going right to sleep after you eat that shit, then yeah, you
do. That's what it is. Yeah. It's that, what they call it?
Well, I know them 600-pound people.
The itis.
Nigga, I had his shit. That nigga, I had his kick in, boy.
Well, I know the 600-pound people. I know they be having nightmares. Cause they eat all day, every day. And alcohol, I don't think that pertains to me. Cause
yeah,
I can
so
get
either.
Drunk and then
go to sleep and have a sweet ass.
go to sleep. I don't dream about shit when I drink.
Your alcoholic ass, your drug ass.
Right. You stay drunk.
Damn, that's crazy though. I've never thought about that. But, you know, they say you are what you eat.
It says stress, uncomfortable mattresses, and even smells may have an effect on your dreams.
So basically everything. The world is going to make you have bad dreams.
Depending on who you are.
That's, basically, whatever you put in your body, whatever is going on around you, that's why, I would say, like, with Paige, how she's so spiritually centered, that comes from a place of, you know, going through things and traumas and things of that. You know what I mean? Because you got to...
figure it out.
You got to figure it out, bro.
Get a hold of it.
You got to.
Especially when nobody can help you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the worst part. I can't even look for help. Yeah. I got to figure this shit out. And that's what I said, basically what life was about. I be talking to Nigel about it sometimes, like, life is about finding out your purpose, your being, your abilities on this earth. And that's the end goal. Like, that's the end goal. Like,
yeah. Outside of everything else.
Outside of, the extra shit. It's about finding yourself and understanding yourself and your purpose. A T. And that's it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, but that shit's crazy, man. Like, everything that you put in your body, everything that is around you is...
Girl. I know he had basketball on the other morning, and I legit had a dream I was playing basketball. Like, a real, whole blown, bro. Full-blown game. My coach taking me in and out of the game, and it's like...
She done got slugged out. Everything.
Like, and it was basketball on the TV. And I was like, this is crazy. Like, I went back to my basketball days in the
center. She woke up and won! And won! I said, baby, what the hell wrong with you?
Talking shit and everything.
And won!
Yeah,
that shit crazy, bruh. But that, for real, I've noticed that, like, stuff on the TV, that shit will get you too. Mm-hmm. But it's really everything that's around you, bruh. Because mm-hmm. I've had dreams where I would have a conversation with somebody, get off the phone, go to sleep, and I'm dreaming about the shit. The shit is...
movies on
it. Yes, mm-hmm. bruh. That shit is remarkable, bruh. How your brain is so powerful, bruh.
Put the image in your head.
And they say we only using, like, what, 7% of total capacity of your brain?
Yeah.
7?
Yeah.
I want an IQ test on
this. I'm supposed to be levitating, bruh.
That's why we be going crazy. We got so much shit on our mind. So much shit.
And we only in use our head, in that right in that spot.
It's only so much space.
Bruh, coming home from work and going to sleep is the worst thing ever. I feel like I'm still taking people orders. I'm still trying to figure out what drink. It's like, I asked somebody what bottle they want one time in my sleep. I caught myself. I could catch myself talking. In my sleep,
I'm a sleep talker.
For
my brain will not.
I used to sleepwalk too.
Turn off.
Ooh. I almost fell down and sleepwalking.
I never sleepwalked
before. Mhm. I used to sleepwalk.
Hell nah, but I see that after I seen Step Brothers and I seen them, I seen them niggas sleepwalking. I said that shit is dangerous.
Hell yeah.
This nigga put couch pillows in the the oven, nigga. What the fuck?
I'm gonna put my nutsack.
I think some of that stuff is hereditary too, though. Like my mama. Like sleepwalking and stuff like that. My mom talks in her sleep for sure. So that's why I know I got that from.
Damn, bro.
She sleepwalked too. I didn't get that part, thank God.
That's crazy, bro. That almost kind of make you want to put cameras up in your house when you...
See
what the fuck... You feel me? Let me see what the fuck going on.
But y'all gonna put cameras in your like inside of it?
Yeah. Inside, outside. I want a fucking fortress, honestly.
Just not in bedroom.
Bedroom too, shit.
That's a different camera angle.
Y'all don't want to see in the cameras.
We better be shit, cause shit go viral around this.
Speaking of bedrooms and dreams, men or boys are more prone to have like wet dreams and stuff at the earlier age. Girls do not.
Hey.
This nigga remember when he had a wet dream. That's what it is.
You don't forget it, bro.
Hey. Hey,
y'all, man. I don't think I ever had a wet dream.
For real? You had one?
Yeah.
What was yours?
12? What
was the dream? When you say wet dream, yeah. You mean nothing else.
Or I don't know if they nut or pee on themselves.
Oh, okay. Is it pee? It's pee or nut?
Oh. It's what? Hell no, bro. What do you say?
You fuck me up. Huh? What'd you say? Say yours.
I asked D what his dream was. That nigga said, you ain't about to get me, nigga. You ain't about to. Mama, you remember yours?
Shit, I probably had a couple.
Oh, freak ass motherfucker. What? Mine was crazy, bro. So, I gotta say, because this shit is crazy, bro. And I don't know how many people I've told this shit, but it's crazy.
Well, you telling everybody now. Me.
I'm telling the world now, you know, because the conversation is here. Shit, it might be the only chance I get to tell. But, so it was like, I was in this pool of water. I want to describe this shit perfectly so y'all can understand.
You were asleep.
Huh?
You were asleep.
In the water?
Yeah.
No. I mean, I'm dreaming. Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm in the bed, sleep okay. Physically, but in my head, I'm in the pool of water. So I'm in a pool of water, and it's rocks, and it's just say it's a big mountain cliff behind me, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm facing out to the rest of the ocean, and it's other men in the pool.
You better keep going. Hurry up. Cause
what the hell? So, what is going on is all the men in the pool are backstroking, right, to the cliff. And on the cliff is women coming down, going back up and down the cliff. So, you have to, you swim backwards. And as they coming down, you gotta catch it and lick the pussy. So you swim back and you lick and you go back out to the water. And then you swim back. They coming back down and lick that motherfucker again.
Yeah. How old were you?
Maybe 15. Oh, I don't know. But that dream, it fucked me up. I don't know why. It was some weird ass shit and I didn't know how to describe it to anybody. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know how to compartmentalize that motherfucker. I was like, fuck, like, how do I explain that I'm eating pussy in the water backstroking? I don't fucking know. But, yeah, that was my wet dream.
When did y'all realize that y'all can jack off and nut? Like, what age was y'all?
15.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
This shit's sticky, nigga. What the fuck is this shit? Hey, for real.
Did y'all mama ever caught y'all jacking off?
Of course. We men. Of course they gonna catch you.
The thought of that is, it's like, I have a little brother, so it's like, ugh. He's in that age range.
For me.
He's
about 13,
14.
My brother 13.
You feel me?
Yeah, my brother don't even like us looking at him naked no more.
For real? Oh, he done reached that age? Mm-hmm. Like, hey, man, chill. That's you, my sister.
Boy, I used to change that diaper. Get out of here.
Exactly. I seen your shit before. I seen it.
Do y'all remember, the first time y'all actually did jack off, what was it to? Everybody...
I had a PSP.
Dang. Nigga,
jacked
off
the PSP. What? It's a PSP.
What was that? Yeah,
PlayStation,
yeah.
What?
Huh?
What's a PSP?
It's like a little...
Oh, the handheld one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Game Boy for PlayStation.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I remember those.
What was yours, D? You remember yours?
I had a PSP. I had a PS2.
Oh.
Your room?
Yeah, we had some.
I was playing games.
I found some. What was it?
You were
all that ass 13.
Woo!
All that ass
was the shit.
What is that?
All that ass was a black porn series.
Oh,
that was like what? Legendary for having all that ass.
I never heard that.
So you're on DVDs. Yours was internet. And that just shows you the generation. It shows you the generation.
Yours was magazines.
Magazines? Nigga, mine was mental, nigga. Mine was mental, nigga. That's how you know a nigga home, bro. That just shows the evolution of, you know, generations. Hey,
9 years.
What?
8, 9 years difference, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm three and three. Yeah. So it's 3 and 3. Yeah, mine was mental, bro. Miss Comer. She. Yes, my science teacher, bro.
You can't even see how she look without clothes on, though.
I did that thing, got it. So I was sitting at the desk doing my work, and I wasn't the best student. I was a bad student, so she was always getting on me. But this day, I had my elbow sticking out, you know, writing and shit, and that ass. She was talking to somebody else, but she was scooting by. So the ass just brushed up against my arm. And I was like, oh, hell no. I took that shit home with me, but hey, grab that Jergens.
Oh my God.
Sat on the bathroom toilet.
Ew.
It was cold. Nigga didn't even know to get comfortable then. Nowadays, nigga get comfortable. Yeah, nigga get comfortable now. Yeah, let me hear you. Yeah, let me hear you. Mama coming home in 30 minutes, nigga. But now nigga get comfortable. Now nigga like candles. Nigga got this. Yeah, it's got the sage going. All right.
Do y'all see the jack off now?
See, now you're getting a little too personal.
Yeah, ask that shit, Taylor. Ask that shit, Taylor.
Then they start rubbing their neck, goddamn.
Yeah. You ain't getting. Yeah, you
got it. Hey, man. My mic. That way you know, boy. Oh, shit. Last time I did that shit.
Huh?
Look at Taylor. Huh?
You said you only did it one or two times?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I said it in a month or two.
Oh. That means you know what that means. He getting that good. That's what it is. You ain't got to do all that.
Clearing motherfucking schedules and shit.
I clear my schedule to damn sleep.
Tell her
yourself. Oh, my God. But, yeah, man, shit, I don't even know what the fuck going on right now. I don't even know how we got here. Shit is crazy, okay? Oh, yeah, but Mike, she asked you, did you still do it? She ain't asked you how many times or when, nigga. You just, about a month or two ago, I did it. Like, nigga. But, yeah, I think everybody, it's normal.
Everyone does it.
I know, I'm just saying it's normal. Everybody do it, man. If you don't, I always took it as, if you don't know how to please yourself, you can't have somebody else please you. Because you got to know how you like it. You got to know what you like. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've dealt with people that, I would be dealing with somebody and she don't even know, you know what I mean? Like, she don't know shit. Like, she don't know how she want. I ask her, like, what you want me to do? I don't know. Just do it. What do you mean? Like, you never pleased yourself? No, not really. I mean, I tried it one time, but... Oh, hell no. But, you know, you gotta know how to please yourself before you can try to be pleased. So, yeah. That shit. Well, everybody just nodding their head around
right here. You got a point.
So, hey, get to it when you need to, man. Yeah. Just don't make it excessive and go crazy, you know.
Yeah.
Whoa, I didn't know where we were going with that one. Are you allowed to whoop DJ?
I thought that was like, let me ask her that to give people impressions that that's what we doing. We don't do that. Me and you both took it a different way.
I'm thinking about myself, like, nigga, what the fuck going on around here, nigga?
We the ones on camera, nigga.
Exactly. I can't wait till you post this video. I want to see how my face was. Because I know I was looking like, wait, where are he going with this?
But
it was like, I seen this tweet. Basically, it was like, don't send your kids to my house if I can't whoop them.
Mm-hmm. I think I seen that.
They need to be.
They should be.
Yeah. That brings me to this one story.
Oh, before you say that, I want to say it takes a village.
Shut up.
I whooped Callie that. Was Mike here that night?
He was here.
I was sleeping.
He was asleep, I think.
Yeah.
When she did something to you.
She slapped me.
Yeah, she slapped Taylor.
But it went hard, but it was still like
I don't think he was sleeping. You know. That day. But yeah, man, it takes a village, man. Mm-hmm. It takes a village. So, shit. Hey.
Even my little my two and 3 year old cousin, they mama don't care if I hit them. I be hit. Because sometimes kids need to be hit. That's how they respect. That's how they can respect you. Especially if you know. I mean,
yeah, you got some little parents
pop that... ain't gonna hurt nothing.
Yeah.
But that remind me when we had my family reunion one time on my daddy's side, and my brother is not my dad's child, but my family treat my brother like that's they family, even though he.
Wait, explain that again. It's on your dad's side.
Yeah.
But your brother.
My brother, they treat him like that's their family too, so my brother was just being. It's not his child.
Well, I ain't saying shit. I'm just on the podcast listening.
So then he, my brother did something. And so my cousin, which is my daddy's first cousin, was acting like he was about to whoop him. And my mama got mad and was like, stuff like that. But my cousin was like, if you want your son to come around our family, then you got to respect that. If your son is being disrespectful, then you need to respect that he going to get his ass whooped. Yeah. And as he should. Like, you can't be coming around nobody else and then thinking that your child is okay. And he being disrespectful and doing all this crazy shit and think ain't nobody going to discipline him.
Yes.
Like, you need to respect that somebody's going to discipline him.
I agree with that. But it's also a thin line. Because... Mm-hmm. Yes, because some people take whoopings too far. You got some parents that gonna say, "Hey, I whoop my child with extension cord. You okay with your child? But I'm saying your child is coming to my house, and I whoop my kids with extension cords. So your child come over and act up, they gonna get their ass whooped with extension cord. Are you gonna be okay with that? So it's like it's a thin line. It's like, hey. I need to see you whoop your child before. I need to see you whoop his ass real quick.
Just keep your child at home. Your child need to stay at home. If I can't, if you don't respect how the way I discipline my kids and how, I mean, I ain't finna go as far. I would never whoop my kids with nothing outside of a belt or a shoe.
I ain't saying maybe. You. I'm saying the other person though. Why did she make my shoe?
Because that's
her favorite.
Yeah. Might be a shoe. But no, I should be able to discipline your kid. And I don't even have to be whooping. Like, I should be able to. Some people don't even want somebody to say something to their child and they get defensive.
You right about that?
Too? I was about to say, some people don't believe in beatings, period. They just believe in discipline in different ways, like verbal and time out and shit like that. So
I say I'm not going to whoop my kids until a certain extent, like, then I'm gonna, like, if you continuously keep doing stuff, I gotta beat your ass.
Threats be enough.
What I don't like
You said
is,
what?
My threats be enough most of the time.
Yeah. But just depends on who it is. You might have that kid who gets rebellious.
I ain't gonna say, never mind. I'm gonna check if I
can. What were you about to say?
So much.
No, you was about to say something else before that.
Because some kids, you got to whoop that. Like,
damn. I was about to say, we know who you're talking about.
But that little nigga need his ass whooped.
I don't believe he needs his ass whooped. I think he needs special attention.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I think it's been a lot. It's been allowed so long to
both that point
to where you have no other choice but to whoop their ass because the parent has allowed them to go so far. So it's like that shit crazy. I forgot what that's.
They need their ass whooped.
Yeah.
Man. They need. What's the word I'm looking for?
You said it, special attention.
Not even that. They need structure as well. Mm-hmm. Structure is how it all starts.
That is very true.
Once that structure is out of line, the behavior is out of line, and everything else goes. Like, I don't know if I told y'all this, but I told DJ, when I first started coming over here a lot and leaving Cali, she slapped me because I was like giving her a hug, saying bye, Cali, you know. And granted, that was not right for her to do. It was wrong. I could read past where that was coming from because I was taken away from her structure in a sense. Like, I had just moved here. Her dad was just moving out. And now here I go. I'm leaving too. You know, so she just seeing everybody leaving. So
that play a role.
She lashed out the only way she knew how to. Yeah. She can't express it because she's not expressing shit. So now she just.
But I'm pretty sure they taught her that you don't need to put your hands on.
Oh, yeah, she got her ass beat real bad that night.
For just because you want Naja to stay.
She slapped your ass too, though. So.
Yeah.
It wasn't. So, she was playing, though. And she hit
Mine was like, she slapped me.
Yeah,
slapped
she did it out of, like, aggression. Like, she was mad.
She slapped. You basically told her to slap you. Cause you she did something and you were like, oh, you was about to slap me, huh? She was like, oh shit, well, since you brought it up.
Yeah, that's
it. Slapped her. I wasn't gonna do it, but since you said it.
I didn't ask her to do it though. She didn't ask her to do it,
but just, shit. You put it in her head like,
cause,
oh,
cause she was about to, so I was like, you was about to slap me? And then that's when she slapped me. I didn't tell her that it was okay
but
for her.
She got her ass whooped then too though. But those times show that, you know, that's how you learn.
Yeah.
But oh yeah, what I was gonna say was, what I don't like is when a parent, just say a child like make a mistake and you whoop them. I don't like that shit. Like if they spill something. Or they do something like that, and then you, oh, what the fuck you doing? And then now they like, oh, shit, I can't spill shit no more. You know what I mean? Because you'll let a fucking grown person come over your house, and they spill some shit. It's okay. I'll just get a towel and wipe it up. But as soon as your kids spill something, you want to beat their ass. Nah, that shit.
I want to say 3 weeks ago, my little cousin, we took them to one of our friends' little girls' parties or whatever. And my 3-year-old cousin, she like slit like to bully her little sister with she too. She like to bully her just doing something. And the 2-year-old, she just, no matter what she do, she love her sister. Like she don't see, I think she oblivious to it. Like she don't be realizing that her big sister be being mean to her. Mm-hmm. Like she don't realize that. So they had like this little baby pool. And so my 2-year-old cousin was sitting, standing outside of it. And my 3-year-old cousin gonna push her in the pool.
Damn.
It's stuff like that. I popped her, and I said, go sit down out the pool. But I feel like that type of discipline is needed to happen right then and there because, and then another thing, that ain't even the last thing that she did. She pushed her out of a rolling chair. She was rolling on the concrete. She pushed her out the chair.
Yeah, she worse than me.
Just doing stuff. Yeah. And then at that point, I didn't pop her at that point because I feel like she wasn't trying to make her fall. She was trying to like push her to have fun.
Oh, so she was pushing her in the chair.
Yeah.
And she just fell out of the chair.
But she pushed her hard.
Okay.
But
yeah,
she pushed really her and she fell and she hit her head and I was like, go sit down, like, cause you just doing stuff at this point.
Yeah.
But at that point, her mom and them, they don't be caring when we, you know, discipline them. And then that's the thing. If you know how your kids is, then
it's obvious that you need help.
Yeah.
So accept the free help.
Accept the help, bro. Yes.
Ain't no wrong with accepting the help.
Yes.
I mean, when I was little, it wasn't even you didn't even have to discuss that you can whoop us. It was like,
When that bell come out, like, shit, hey, for real.
This nigga got a belt too.
Hey, I'm telling you. Like, damn, I thought I was good over here. This nigga got belts. Mm-hmm. I thought it was just at my crib, nigga. They got belts too. Fuck.
That's when you go to your mama friend house, you be like, damn, you just like my mama.
Exactly. You think I'm good over here? This safe place. Hell,
I'm
not.
I was bad too. Not bad, but like, I had my moments. When I was a kid, I had pulled the chair from my cousin. All right, when he about to sit down, and he pulled a chair and he hit his head, and I got in so much trouble. But I wasn't trying to make him hit his head. I just wanted him to, you know, fall to the ground.
Yeah. See, it'd be the little sympathy. You'd be like, I just wanted this to happen. Mm-hmm. Like the time I wanted to jump on the trampoline. We had a trampoline in the backyard. and I wanted to go jump. And my mom was like, wait on me. I got to go pee. I'm going to get y'all ready because, you know, backyard got mosquitoes and all that type of shit. So I'm like, all right. She in the bathroom. She taking a little too long, man. Fuck this shit. D, come here. Come here, D. I grabbed that Osprey. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. I grabbed that Osprey.
That's what I'm just asking, because I know you ain't had no type of patience. Mm-hmm. Like, you were just like, I got to go. I got to get out there.
I shook up that Osprey on D. I said, D, come here. That nigga D came right there with them big ass eyes. What's up? I got there. Shh. Right in that nigga eyes, bruh. Put that nigga scream so fucking loud.
I know that shit. Man.
I still remember the scream to this day. Like, that shit traumatized me. Like, and he don't even remember the shit.
And then what, you got in trouble then?
Hey, I got my ass.
For
one,
you didn't listen. Number two, you wasn't supposed to be having the off in your hands anyway.
And you sprayed your cousin in the eye. Under my mama watch. So now she got to hear her brother come to her. What the fuck you done did to my son? So now she just on my ass. She beating the fuck out of me. I couldn't even go jump. D ass so fucked up. He don't want to jump. He just took a nap. We all fucked up. We didn't get on the trampoline that day. I still remember that shit to this day, bro. That scream. We were right there in the breakfast room. I still remember that scream. It was instant, too. It wasn't like I sprayed and he... it was like, shh. Oh, shit! I said, oh, shit, I'm killing this nigga. I thought I killed my cousin that day. I honestly did, bro. I thought he was about to die. I thought you was gone that day. I really did. I thought I sprayed you, and I killed him with off. But, yeah, man. Take care of your kids. Watch your kids. And make sure they don't get their hands on no off, all right? This is another episode of Real Atlanta Podcast. Your boy DJ ATL. Follow me on YouTube, Snapchat, Instagram, SoundCloud, and TikTok. Follow your boy on TikTok.
And it's your girl Taylor. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at taylor.m.goosby. Also, follow my hair page at TKStyle, TAYK Styles on Instagram. Last but not least, y'all make sure y'all follow us on the Real Atlanta Podcast on every social media platform, every podcast platform. Y'all make sure y'all follow us. Also, if you would like to be a guest on our show, I'm going to say this slow because I always mess up. Please email us at realatlpodcast@gmail.com. And we out.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Real Atlanta Podcast.
Welcome to the Real Atlanta Podcast.
It's the Real Atlanta Podcast.
Real rap shit.